us out of the ashes. We rise. There's no one like you. Oh, there's none like you. Oh, our God is greater. God is stronger. Oh God, you are higher than any other. Oh, and our God is healer. You are awesome in power, our God. Oh, our God is greater. Our God is. Oh, and our God is, hey God, you are higher than any other. Oh, and our God is healer. He's awesome in power. Our God, oh, oh, our God. Sing it again, our God is greater. Declare it tonight, God. Stronger, God, you are higher. Higher than any other. Oh, our God is healer. You are awesome. You are God. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, and if our God is for us, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, oh, yeah, yeah. And if our God is with us, what could stand? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? Say, then what could stand against? Stand against. Oh, what could stand against? What could stand against? What could stand against? Oh, say, what could stand? What could stand against? Say, what could stand against? Oh, what could stand against? Oh, our God is greater. Say, our God is strong, and God, you are higher than any other. Oh, he's awesome in power. He's our God. Oh, yes, he is. One more time, our God is greater. Oh, our God is stronger. Oh, God, you are. Let's worship him. There's no God like our God. We worship you tonight, Jesus. We declare you are higher than any other. There's no God like you, Jesus. Our God is not a God of stone or God of wood, but our God is real tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Let's just sing, amen. Amen. Let's sing a song, Freedom, tonight. Amen. Everybody free tonight? And know that you're free. worship him because you know you're free tonight. And he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. No more bondage, no more chains. We're free tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and give the Lord another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. Turn around and tell your neighbor tonight, thank God for my freedom. Amen. Thank God for my freedom. Hallelujah. I am free to run. Hallelujah. Oh, and I am free to dance. I am free to live for you. Yes, I am free. Oh, I am free. Oh, I am free to run. I am free to dance. And I am free to live for you. I am free. Yes, I am free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Want to just open up, amen, the floor tonight for any testimonies. And I want to add one other twist tonight. If anybody... maybe the Lord might have put a little song in your heart and you want to sing it. Tonight I want to give you space to do that. Amen. If there's anybody here with that in their heart, praise the Lord. Any testimonies? All right. Don't everybody move at the same time. Amen. No testimonies? Any song? Okay. All right. Y'all be seated. Come on, sister. Yeah, come on. Somebody might need to hear this. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for being here tonight. Thank God for keeping me in clothed in my right mind. I just thank God for keeping me on the dangerous highway today. I just thank God just for being God. God has been everything I needed him to be, and I just wanted to just stand before God's people tonight to tell you, thank God for all things.
Hallelujah. Truly the Lord is worthy to be praised. And we should never take it for granted that we live to see another day. Amen. So I think Brother Branham always used the expression how I think it's the pig that sits underneath the apple tree. Apple falls off the tree, hits him on the head. He just tear the apple to pieces, but never look up to see where the apple came from. Amen. Sometimes we need to look up and see where our blessings are coming from. Amen. Thank God. It said, count your blessings, name them one by one, and look to see how much God has done. Amen. Sister Burrs, I saw your hand up.
Praise the Lord. This little chorus came across my mind just before Brother Jack said that. All I have is a chorus to it. It's been in my spirit for years, and I never really sang it.
I won't worry about the clouds that gather. Said I won't worry about the winds that roar. What does a storm really matter at all when my God, oh, he's in my boat? said, I won't worry about the clouds that gather, and I won't worry about the winds that roar. Tell me, what does a storm really matter at all? 'Cause my God, yes, he's in my boat. Oh, I just won't worry about the clouds that gather. No, I just won't worry about the winds that roar. Tell me, what does a storm really matter at all when my God, oh, he's in my boat. He's in my boat. My God, he's in my boat. That's my testimony tonight. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. That's all right. Is that one that you wrote? All right. Amen. Partially. Okay. Well, God will finish it off. I know. That's all right. Sometimes, you know, God just give a chorus that we could sing. And I was at work just listening to some of the songs that we've been singing at work. Some of the people there have written them, and they, you know, promoting that, you know, the church sing them. I said, well, we got songwriters here too. And sometimes God want to give us some songs that be our courses, right? You know, and sometimes you get the verse, sometimes you don't, but it's a nice chorus that you can just sing just to, amen, just edify and encourage yourself. So, amen, I'm looking forward to all the gifts going forward. We gotta take what God given us seriously. Amen. You know, we got to come to church. The musicians got to play like they playing before thousands. The singers got to sing like they singing before thousands, right? Amen. I mean, we got the, you know, everything that happens got to be done in excellence. And, amen. And we just want to just give God everything we got. And I'll tell you what, I'm just happy just to be here tonight. And amen. I just thank the Lord for bringing us through another week. And amen, allowing us to come back into his house once more. He is certainly worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. So I tell you what, I'll just read a scripture. On Sunday, I didn't kind of get a chance to go into a few things or some things I at least wanted to read to you. So tonight, if you all would just allow me to do that, you know, just to kind of deposit this into your spirit. And I just believe God will just take it from there. So let's stand and let's just read, amen, Mark 11 again, as we read on Sunday. We have, don't forget this, this Sunday we have a number, we got a regular prayer and at 7 in the morning, and Sunday school, and then service, and also Sunday evening be at this church right here, you know, down the corridor from us. Pastor Mays will be speaking there on Sunday evening and at 6 o'clock, and anyone that can come, we ask that you do come and just be supportive of the service. The way that they do things, we totally kind of run, they want us to run the service the way that we run it, but we're going to do it a little different than the way we do it. Some of the young people, they got themselves a little group. They're going to be the singers, and they're gonna be a praise team. And they're just going to worship the Lord just a little bit there. And we'll just look forward to having just a good time with them. Amen, in Jesus' name. And come to find out that this weekend, well, we know it's Mother's Day, but I think they got a conference going on for the weekend with a bunch of different, you know, ladies coming in. And here I am coming in on the end of that. Help us, God. Help us, God. So you all just be in prayer for me. and everything. And we just believe God will just, he'll get all the glory and all the honor. Amen. From the service. Mark 11, verse 22 through 24. It says, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. The Lord and a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just pray over the word of God. God, we are grateful that we can read the scripture. But Lord, we pray that you would just help us to really, really be able to apply what it is that we're reading to our lives, and ask that you would just take complete control over this portion of the service tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. So, you know, we were talking about on Sunday, when omnipotence speaks, the miraculous takes place. And I'm just, again, just still in that vein, just for a little bit, channel, I should say. You know, we brought out the point of how Moses was given the ability to speak to the rock. God actually told him. And this has just been something that, you know, we look back in scripture. God always wanted man to realize that that was laying inside of him. Because God, being God, stood there at the beginning and said, let there be. And there was. And after God, you know, spoke, he turned and walked away. And he just God believed his own word. And his word had to come to pass. Now, even when he said, let there be light, the prophet said it might have took billions of years before light actually sprung up, but light came, right? And, that's what we have to look at. Sometimes we might speak something. We might not see it immediately, but know that what we spoke was released into the atmosphere. And once it's released, you can't take it back, right? A word is like a wave. That wave, you skip a rock in the water, that wave just start rolling. It'll roll until it gets to the other side of whatever the end of that body of water is. And when it gets to the other side, it bounces back and comes back the other way. And then when it gets to that side, it bounces and keeps going the other way. So words, once they're spoken, they can't be retrieved. They can't be taken back. And on Sunday, you know, again, speak by inspiration. We're going to have a church and a school without debt. Right, that was just something that God just put in our hearts, and you know, I'm already looking, right, yes. Right. I'm already looking at property. Yes. Amen. I'm not just saying that and then sitting still. Amen. I'm already looking, you know, at the property, and man, I took a drive today just to see how far a certain piece of property was from this location. Right. I mean, we already doing these things. And we want to, you know, we believe God. And I mean, we believe, and not only we believe, we receive when we speak it. Right. Amen. I'm calling it done right now. I'm going to act like we already in there. Talk like we already in there. Praise God. And I'm going to say it like, we ain't got to wait till this church get full before we go get what belongs to us. I'll tell you the main reason why I want to go and do that, because we pay a lot of money in rent. And if we can pay that much in rent, we can certainly own. Right? We might as well own. And if we're doing it with just a few bodies right now in rent, we don't need the church full. Right? Let's take the little bit that we got and go forward with that. Praise the Lord, church. Right? I mean, when omnipotence speaks the miraculous. I understand miraculous. I mean, how y'all get that? It was a miracle. Amen. Y'all ain't sell no chicken dinners? No, we didn't sell no chicken dinners. Huh? Amen. It was no pastor's appreciation programs. Huh? It was none of that. It was just by faith, and we walked out, and God just made a way. Amen. And we don't even know how people gave what they gave, but they did give, and that's how we got there. Praise the Lord, church. So, you know, I'm under expectation for God to manifest himself. And I believe that this has been something that God has wanted man to have, amen, to partake of. That was in God. God and us being made in the image of God, God put that in us as well. And when I look back at Moses, and Moses spoke different things. I mean, frogs and lice and flies and, you know, just all kind of things that Moses is calling to existence. And you know, when God honored everything that the prophet spoke. All right. And then when he got them into the wilderness and they was thirsty and wanted some water, God does things in an unconventional way. Right. He tell Moses to go. First time they wanted water, he said, now go up there and strike the rock. Now, who in their right mind would hit a rock and expect water to come out, right? There's nobody here. But God does things in an unconventional way, yeah. Right? So, I mean, and that's why you can't question God, right? I mean, when God say do it, just do it. Oh, my God, my God, my God. You know, it's just so important for us to just depend completely, you know, on him. Oh, God, if you would just bring it to my mind, Lord, then I certainly would share it. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. There's a quote that's just coming to my mind, and I just right now I just can't get the whole part of it. So if God don't bring it, then I'll just go on. You all remember me telling you the story one time of Brother Diggs told a story, and he was talking about how this lady, she was her husband didn't want to go into church, and she had to, you know, she was always, you know, could I go to church tonight? No, I'm tired of you going to church. You know, just stay home. You know, don't go down to that church. So one night she come asking, can I go to church tonight? He went and got the keys. And took the keys and ran over to the water and just threw the keys in the water. You ain't going to church no more because the keys are in that body of water there. Now, if you want to go to church, go find those keys. Well, all right. So she that's the way it is. She just start praying, and then a day or so went by, and she went to the fish market to get some fish to cook for dinner that night. And when she went to get the fish to cook, you know, she start cutting the fish to fillet the fish, and it's like, you know what? What's inside this fish? You know, and when she went, she did like that. Say she opened that fish up, the keys that her husband threw into the water, the fish had swallowed, and ended up in her house. Right, and the fish had swallowed and ended up in her house. And so when God is for you, then God is for you. God can do some unconventional things. Ain't nobody ever heard of no fish swallowing, fish swallowing keys, but God do unconventional things, right? So church, I don't know about you, but I'm at a point now, I'm taking the limits off of God. Amen. However God want to do things, God can do things. Praise the Lord. Check in the mail. If he want to do it that, we'll take it that way. Right, whatever God want to do, God will do. So we're under expectation. But this omnipotent speaking, amen. Again, we see this from way back in the beginning. Moses was told to speak to a rock. He said, "Don't cry, but speak to that rock, and the water would flow out of that rock." God told Ezekiel to prophesy to dry bones. Now God could have did it himself. He asked Ezekiel the question, "Son of man, can the bones live? Do you think?" And Ezekiel like, "Now thou knowest." He said, "Yeah, I do know, but I want you to use your mouth and speak to them bones." So and them bones did not live until Ezekiel spoke. There are going to be certain things that will never happen until we actually release it out of our mouth. God is waiting on us to let it come from our mouth because it's supposed to be like we say. Come on. Some of our families ain't going to come in until we call them in. Right? There's one way we can pray them in, but I think we can also call them in. Amen. Remember, Brother Branham went to church one night and just sitting in a service like this. And anointing came into the house of God, and Brother Branham said, "Brother, I give you your children." Right? He said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I give you your children." No prayer. No prayer. Just, "I give you your children."
You know, that word was spoken, and by the time that brother got home, two of his kids were sitting there saying, Daddy, I want to start serving the Lord. They don't even know what happened to, Daddy, we just want to go to church with you next time. I think the man had about 10 or 12 kids. Every last child, was brought into the fold after the word had been spoken. Amen. So eventually you're going to have to stop crying over those kids and start calling them in. Satan, let my son go. Satan, let my daughter go. That is my child, and you're going to have to release them and let them go in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. He's expecting you to do it, right? You have the power within you to say, house of hell, give way to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. That is inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. But Ezekiel prophesied to the bones. Amen. Even Joshua had the power to say, son, stand still. And Joshua did that by inspiration. God didn't tell Joshua to do that, but God honored what Joshua said when he said it. And I believe all heaven is here to honor what we say when we say it. Right? Amen. And what we say when we say it, all heaven will honor that if we're saying it with the right motive and the right objective. All right, the other example of scripture, you know, Peter and John, when they was at the temple, right? And the lame man there and been there for years, you know, laying there at that temple. And Peter and John say, look on us, such as I have, I give unto thee, rise up and walk in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They gave that man his healing, right? And by them praying and over that man rose to his feet and he began to walk. And everybody trying to wonder where they get this. The same power that was in Christ was now inside the disciples. And that same power is inside the church today. So let's look at a few things here. Amen. When omnipotence speaks, the miraculous will take place. It will happen. Let's go back to Pergamene church age. I read a little bit of that, but I want to read a little bit more of that tonight if we can. And thank you, Jesus. We'll just start there at 170-2 in Pergamene church age. It says this, now then, this word he has left behind on the printed page is a part of him when you accept it by faith into a spirit-filled life. Amen. This word that he has left behind on the printed page is a part of him when you accept it by faith into a spirit-filled life. He said that his word was life, John 6:63b, but that is exactly what he is. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Romans 8:9b says, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. There it is. He is spirit and he is life. That is exactly what the word is. That is exactly what Jesus is. He is the word. So when a spirit-born, spirit-filled man in faith takes that word into his heart and places it upon his lips, why, that is the same as deity speaking. Every mountain has to go. Satan cannot stand before that man. Now, I'll tell you, a friend of mine sent me, you can stay there for me, but a friend of mine sent me over this little YouTube video of this man preaching, and man, they call him a prophet, and he just, the way he kind of speaks to the congregation and everything, it's like it's coming forth in a prophetic form. But this man was speaking all these things. I mean, he's taking these same scriptures that we're taking and he wanted to see that manifest in his church. And he's prophesying that this going to happen, that's going to happen, that's going to happen, the power of God. Everything that's in heaven going to be in the earth, and not everybody going to experience, but some of us are going to experience. And I mean, I'm like, okay, this guy's saying a lot of like what we're saying, but I don't think just because people can catch it by revelation, I don't think God going to move that way, right? I think that we have to be in a certain channel with God before we're going to see this manifested, amen, in our lives or in our midst. I don't think, and there's a lot of people longing for it, a lot of people hungering for it, but they actually don't want the character of God, right? They want the power of God, but not the character of God. And the prophet told us that power without character is satanic, right? So, I mean, we're going to have this, but you're going to also have the character of God to know when to use this. Amen. Praise the Lord. But let's go on. It says, if the church way back there in the third age had only held on to the revelation of the living word in their midst, the power of God would not have faded as it did in those dark ages. And right today, when the church returns to the word in faith, we can say without doubt, that the glory of God and the wonderful acts of God will be in her midst again. Listen, one night while I was seeking the Lord, the Holy Spirit told me to pick up my pen and write. As I grasped the pen to write, his Spirit gave me a message for the church. I want to bring it to you. It has to do with the word and the bride. Here's what I'm trying to say to you. The law of reproduction is that each species brings forth after its own kind, even according to Genesis 1:11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and the herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Whatever life was in the seed came forth into a plant and thence into fruit. The very same law applies to the church. See, whatever life that was in the seed came forth into a plant, right? It's a process that we've been going through ourselves. It comes forth into a plant and thence into fruit. And, you know, we can look at that in the same way in the church. This seed has always been inside of us. We were made in God's image. This seed that we're talking about has always been in us. But now it's time for it to come forth. And we've seen it in plant form, but now we want to see the manifestation in fruit form. All right, listen. It says the very same law applies to the church today. Whatever seed started the church will come forth and be like the original seed because it is the same seed. In these last days, the true bride church, Christ's seed, will come to the headstone. And she will be the super church, a super race. As she nears him, they and the bride will be so much like him that they will even be in his very image. This is in order to be united with him. They will be one. They will be the very manifestation of the word of the living God. Denominations, and that's, I mean, I want to make that clear because I saw that on the video. If they're part of denomination, I don't care how much they see it, they'll never be able to produce this. Right? Denominations cannot produce this. You might hear all kind of people on YouTube preaching it, but denominations cannot produce this. They might be able to see it, but they can't produce it. Right? Denominations cannot produce this. Wrong seed. They will produce their creeds and their dogmas mixed with the word. This mongrelizes and brings forth a hybrid product. Now I'm skipping down to paragraph 172-2. I'll just go down a little bit. It says here, notice the harmony of the Father and the Son. Jesus never did anything until it was first showed him by the Father. John 5:19 says, this harmony is now to exist between the groom and his bride. He shows her his word of life. She receives it. She never doubts it. That's why we have to say doubt is off limits, right? She never doubts it. Therefore, nothing can harm her, not even death. But if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Here is the secret of this. The word is in the bride as it was in Mary. All right? It says, the bride has the mind of Christ, for she knows what he wants done with the word. She performs the command of the word in his name, for she has, thus saith the Lord. Then the word is quickened by the Spirit, and it comes to pass, like a seed that is planted in water, it comes to full harvest, serving its purpose. Now, this last paragraph here said, those in the bride do only his will. No one can make them do otherwise. And I like that. You know, if you didn't have the character of God, and we're talking about this type of power being inside, you know, the people of God, if people knew that you had this kind of power, they'd be asking you to do all kind of things, right? They ask you to do all kind of things, and you can't do that, right? I mean, Jesus didn't do everything. When Jesus went down there where the angel troubled the water, when Jesus went down in that season, there was thousands of people laying around that needed to be healed, thousands of them. But Jesus went to one man and asked him, wilt thou be made whole? And after that man was, he said, now, after that man got up off his cot, that Jesus walked right away and left everybody else sitting right there. Now, that's the way Jesus operated. Now, and that's why we got to have the character of God to know how to operate this power that he's invested in the church. You just can't go clear out every hospital. Right. Amen. Some people might be in the hospital because God's trying to get their attention. Right. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I mean, you all heard the story of the leg of the sheep happened to be broke for the shepherd to pay special attention to it, right? It causes the sheep to mind the shepherd after they get their leg broke. Oh, my God. See, if they didn't have their leg broke, they'd keep straying away. Oh, I'm preaching. I know I'm saying. If that sheep don't get his leg broke, that sheep will keep straying away out into danger zone. Out into harm's way, that sheep will always be out there. And not only do the sheep get into harm's way, but the sheep places the shepherd in harm's way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my God. The sheep will place the shepherd in harm's way, right? So in order for that sheep to start minding, the shepherd has to break his leg. So some people in the hospital, because the shepherd, the chief shepherd, has allowed that to happen to get their attention. You know how many people come to church after they really done went through some stuff? You know, people don't play with God, right? Sometimes the Bible says a way of a transgressor is hard, not easy. It's hard, right? And what a transgressor is, that's a person that know what God's word says, but they refuse to do what it says. So when we get into that situation, just give it a little time. Right, just give it a little time. This fall off, that fall apart, that, and it never happened overnight. Just give it a little time. Initially, it looked like it's blessed, right? And you testify to everybody how blessed you are. But all of a sudden, that thing just began to turn on you, wondering, well, what happened here? A way of a transgressor gonna get hurt. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, look at this. He says, those in the bride do only his will. We got to have the character of Jesus Christ to understand what his will is. No one can make them do otherwise. They have thus said the Lord, or they keep still. Listen, they know that it has to be God in them doing the works, fulfilling his own word. And this is the part that I like. He did not complete all his works while in his earthly ministry. So now he works in and through the bride. And I was saying that let me finish this. She knows that for it was not yet time for him to do certain things he must now do, but he will now fulfill through the bride the work which he left at this specific time. I was saying how, you know, God's prophet, when God began to deal with him about that Colorado storm, and he told him, you know, do you believe that scripture? You know, if you say to the mountain, say, oh, no, not that. He said, I'm the same God that spoke peace to the wind. And I'm the same God that did this. He said, you know, he said, Lord, I believe. He said, well, I want you to speak to this storm. I want you to speak. And when that happened with the prophet, what it is that God needed some hands. God needed a mouth. God needed a body that he could borrow to use to speak to that. You know, the prophet's no longer here. So God needs some people today that would believe his scripture and allow themselves to be used by God in this capacity. Now, in order to be used by God's capacity, you're going to have to take on his life. Praise the Lord. Right? You got to take on his life, his character. And that means we got to live a little different than what we used to live if we want to see this manifest in our life. And trust me, you're going to need this church. Right? We're going to need this. You know, the scriptures speak over in the book of Revelation that we won't be able to buy or sell unless we take the mark of the beast. Yeah. Right? Now, we might see some of that before we leave here. And what you going to do? Right? You better have the greater one on the inside of you. The greater one could take a few fishes and a few loaves of bread, bless it, and then it multiplies. Right? So if that greater one's on the inside, he can add something to your beans. Amen. He can add a little bit. You go to the cupboard, all you got is God can add some meat to them beans. Come on now. I know what he can do. Right? If he can provide a lamb or a ram for Abraham, he can provide some chicken for you. Come on, somebody. Amen. We're going to have to believe God like this. And when we pray, you close your eyes and you just begin to, there was a testimony. I can't think of who it is right now, but they were running an orphanage. As they were running this orphanage, they got to a spot where they just ran out of food one day. And they said, well, you know, kids, y'all set the table. And they set that table. All them kids that were sitting around the table, nobody had no food on their table at all. And they set that table and then the father of the house, he sat down and he prayed. And just, Lord, I want to thank you for the food that you have provided for our family. We thank you, God, for all that you've done.
And I know them kids like. But they begin to thank God. See, he believed, he received when he prayed.
Amen.
And by the time he said amen, there was a.
All right. All right.
We had some bread and we wanted to come and bring you some bread. And we had this and we wanted to come bring you this. And we had this. We had some eggs. You can have our eggs. Right? They received. He believed he received when he prayed. And as soon as he said amen, all that food was sitting there on that table.
Lord,
he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We're going to have to trust God. Amen. And you know, right now we might be living pretty good, but, you know, in my days they used to say all the time, you better be careful because, you know, a certain group owns everything. And with them owning everything, you might end up with nothing, especially if you ain't going along with their system. So you're going to need this. You're going to need this right here. You have to go back and say, Lord, I believe that. I believe that. And even when it say, you know, this, whosoever should say to this mountain. Now, that don't have to necessarily mean a big old mountain.
Right.
But some of the stuff that we face is mountains.
Yes.
Right? The bills become a mountain of bills.
Amen.
Right? Amen. You know, a sickness sometimes becomes a mountain. Right? These are the things. But we have to believe that. I mean, a mountain is just something that's enormous, something big, something you feel like you just can't overcome. But when God puts faith in your heart, and I'm just one of them that believe that, Lord, if I don't have the faith, then I need your faith. Give me your faith. Remove my faith and give me your faith so I can believe your word. That's exactly what happened with the man at the gate called Beautiful. That man got the faith of Jesus deposited into him, and it caused him to believe the word. God, that's what I want to happen to me. Listen, this is out of a Patmos vision. I want to read this on Sunday. I want you to catch this. Patmos vision. The prophet says this. Don't fear, John. Don't fear, little flock. All that I am, you are heir to. Right? All my power is yours. I like that. It says, all my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours. As I stand in your midst, I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. See, amen. You ain't no sense of you saying, Lord, I'm not able to do it. Yes, you are. Because the Lord Jesus came to bring love, courage, and ability. Not inability, but ability, right? Amen. My omnipotence is yours. As I stand in your midst, I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. All power is given unto me, and it is yours to use. Huh? See, all power is given unto me, and it is yours to use. This is for the church, right? All power is given unto me, but and it is yours to use. You speak the word. I mean, this is what this, you know, God had the prophet, you know, just speak these words over his church. And I take this when I took that quote, I had to bold it. And when you go back and you get your church age book and you found the Patmos vision and you see that, take that and highlight it. Right. And sometimes read that. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Look, you speak the word and I will perform it. That is my covenant, and it can never fail. Oh, my. All my power is yours. My omnipotence is yours. And I stand in your midst. I have not come to bring fear and failure, but love and courage and ability. All power is given unto me, and it is yours to use. Don't just sit on this. Right? Open up your mouth and say something. Speak to the storm. Speak to the rain. Right? Open up your mouth and say something. All my power is yours. Right? All power is given unto me, and it is yours to use. You speak the word, and I will perform it. Brother Random say, all heaven is standing behind what we say.
Yes.
See, all heaven is standing behind.
Yes.
I mean, you know, it's like a police officer. You know, when he goes out there on the street, man, when he go out there and he hold up them hands, every car better stop. It better be sliding, right? I don't care. I mean, you better make sure you come into a halt, because that policeman held up his hands. If anybody go through that, they might be in jail, right? They'll be on their way to jail. You don't go past the authority of that police officer. And what we have to recognize is that God has given us the same type of authority as sons and daughters of God. All hell has to stop at what we say. Praise the Lord, church. We have that type of authority. See, so they say, so Brother Branham said, when that policeman holds up his hand, say all the local government is standing behind everything that policeman say. And you try to go to court if you want to, the fight what that policeman said, you'll lose every time. Right, and that's the way it is with us. You say if all the local government, the police station, if the chief of police, everybody standing behind that one police officer, all heaven is standing behind us tonight. Oh, hallelujah, church, amen. When omnipotence speaks, the miraculous will happen. It will happen. Let me just catch something else here. Let's look at this out of Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I want to just read a couple scriptures as well for you. Let's go to, I believe it's John 12. Thank you, Jesus. John 14, I'm sorry, John 14. Jesus spoke these promises in church. It has to be fulfilled at some point in time in some group of people. John 14, 12 says this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye shall see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And I love this. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Church, I believe that this is the day that we're recognizing that this is what God called us to. This is what God, the reason we were born is so that we can manifest these promises. I believe everybody, amen, had a purpose. You know, you look at, different ones in the scripture. John the Baptist, he came, he had a purpose for coming, right? Look at some of the other kings that were born, like King Josiah. He had a purpose for coming. God had a very specific purpose for that king being born. David, God had a purpose for David being born. Just about everybody that came through scripture, everybody had a purpose. Even everybody in this world had a purpose for being born. It's time for us to recognize what our purpose is, right? Amen. We are called here to fulfill these scriptures. Amen. John the Baptist could see where he was fulfilling. Brother Branham could see where he was fulfilling. But this is our part to fulfill this. He is working in and through his bride. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Anybody call themselves bride tonight? Amen. If you don't, I call you bride. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Let me see. I think I might have one more that I want to read for you tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I got two more. I mentioned one, just Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's read that. And it says, because when you go back to that scripture there in Mark chapter 11, just before Jesus spoke those words you know, about whosoever shall ascend to the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, but you can have what you say. Just before he spoke those words, Peter had recognized that Jesus had spoke to a fig tree, you know, and when the fig tree, he went to try to get some fruit from it, and it didn't have any figs. So Jesus said, curse be this tree. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Well, a few days later, they're coming up, and I believe the next morning, here they're coming up, and Peter noticed that the tree is withering. You know, it's dried up. And Peter's like, Lord, you just spoke to that tree. You know, this tree is a curse. It's withering away. And that's when Jesus came and said, look, have faith in God. Whatever you say, you can have, too, right? Let's pick this up in this quote. The prophet said, when Jesus said to the tree, no man eateth from thee, and the tree withered within 24 hours, the disciples wondered about it. He said, have faith in God. But if you would say to this mountain, be raised up and cast into the sea, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say is coming to pass, you can have what you say. What you say, then how could a man move a mountain? Only deity can move a mountain. So if we're sons and daughters of God, then you go out and say, mountain, move. That's not what he said. See, you say, I'll show you I can move it. That's wrong. If your objective is right and your motive is right, then it isn't you speaking, it's deity itself speaking through you. I am the vine, ye are the branches, and when you can get your own way so away from you that it's not you no more, but Christ speaking through you, like these ministers, when they get anointed by the Holy Spirit to preach the word, you don't have to worry about any words. The Holy Spirit just delivers them. You don't know what you're going to say. The Spirit just says it, and it's always right. Now, that's what happened on Sunday. See, I told y'all, I didn't come up here to say that we're going to have a church and a school without no debt. I didn't come to the pulpit to say that. That was nowhere in my notes. But underneath the anointing, things just slip out. You know what? When they come out, I can't take it back. You know why? Because I didn't say it. I wasn't the one said it. My mouth was just borrowed. My voice was borrowed, but it was not me saying it. Right? Amen. And we got to recognize that, because the first thing, pastor said, no, pastor didn't say it. Tell everybody, God said it. Right. And that's why we marked the date. Amen. Right? That's May 4th, 2014, mark the date. That's what God said. We probably ought to write it on the fly leaf of our Bible. Right? Write on the fly leaf. May 4th, 2014, we're going to have a church and a school debt free.
Amen.
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 Now listen, the school was not our idea. That's not anything that we came up with, right? That's something that God placed before us, and we had to do something with it. God needs somebody that he can borrow that'll get some work done on earth for him. And all I do is yield myself to the Lord. Wherever you can use me, I want to be used.
Amen.
And if the rest of us had that same attitude, God will do great things on this earth through his people. Praise the Lord. No, we're not waiting on nobody to come back from the dead to do none of this. The people that's already passed on, they've passed on. God has finished with them. Now it's time for God to use people that's living. Amen. Praise the Lord, church. Amen. Like these ministers, when they get anointed by the Holy Spirit to preach the word, you don't have to worry about any words. The Holy Spirit just delivers them. You don't know what you're going to say. The Spirit just says it, and it's always right. Now, that's the way it is by speaking to the mountain. If your objective is right and your motive is right, it isn't you speaking anymore. It's the Spirit of God speaking, and that's what moves the mountain, not you. It's the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. Thank you, Jesus. Last one here is, I think it might be the last one I have on the page, Why Christ Speak. Just want to catch this. I'm in paragraph E40, and this will be it. It says, today we are living. Why do we worry? Why do you wander? Why do you wait? See, why do we worry? Why do you wonder? And why do you wait? Speak and go forward. Don't cry out. Say, oh, Lord, is it your will to heal today? Sure, it is your will. Thus saith the Lord, it's his will. Can I receive the Holy Ghost today? Is the days of miracles past? Certainly, the days of miracles is here forever. The Holy Spirit is here. Does men speak with tongues today? The Bible says, so these signs shall follow them that believe. Does men interpret messages? The Bible said they do. That settles it. Thus saith the Lord, speak, don't cry, speak and go forward. God don't want a bunch of crying babies. Not only, even when your babies cry, that drives you crazy, right? If anybody ever had a crying baby, it just drives, oh my, somebody just get something for that baby, right? God don't want a bunch of crying babies. He wants men that's got backbone. Wish I had it. Wish I could do this. Backbones that are standing the breach. Amen. Claim the victory. Claim a called out in the midst of darkness. No matter what anyone says, we speak and go forward. Believe the message. God is here. He'll vindicate his message. God's here. He's the same God that he was back yonder on Galilee. He's the same God that he was in the days of Moses. He can't fail. Do you believe it? Time to grow up, church. It's time to grow up. No longer can we be crying babies. We got to recognize that deity is in us. And when omnipotence speaks, the miraculous will happen. If you just look in your Bible and see every time God spoke, something mighty happened. Well, that same God now is inside of you. As long as you take it on his character, you can expect these promises to be made manifest in your life. I'm under expectation.
Amen.
Amen. I'm under expectation. I just wanted to share that with you tonight, and amen. Just continue to deposit that in our spirits and church. Let's look for it. Let's be under expectation.
Amen.
All that God was, he poured into Christ, and all that Christ is, he is pouring it into his body. Amen. Let's pray. God, we are grateful that we could. We could look at this. We could read it. God, we really, really want to come to a spot where what we're reading becomes a reality. And these are promises that have been laying there waiting for people to come on the scene that would take hold of it. And we can just see through the scripture. This is something that you always wanted man to have. You told Ezekiel to speak to the bones. You let Joshua speak to his son. You told Moses to call for flies and lice and Lord, just so much that you had him to do. And even when he spoke by inspiration, the Egyptians that you're seeing them, you see today, you'll see them no more forever. You never told Moses to say that, but he spoke it by inspiration. You honored what Moses said. And God, I believe that you didn't tell us to say that we're going to have a church debt-free. You didn't tell us, but God, I believe you honor what we said. It wasn't us speaking it; it was you anointing us to say it. And God, we just released it, and now we're just under expectation for it to take place. Father, we just pray that you would just really, really help us, God, to really meditate on this as we're just reading that quote. You didn't come to bring fear and failure standing in our midst. Your omnipotence is ours. Your power is ours. And God, you just want us to speak it and allow you to make it come to pass. God, what a partnership. What a love. So help us, God, to walk in faith and walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's prepare for tonight's tithes and an offering. Amen. just needed to announce for the next two Fridays. Next Friday, the Friday after that, we won't be having service, amen, here at the church on the next two Fridays. We'll be here certainly on Wednesday and on Sunday, but not the next two Fridays. The last Friday of the month will be our next Friday night service, and I believe we'll have, I know one of the brothers from South Carolina will be here to preach for us. Brother Simmons, his church is coming down, and he's got a couple of ministers in his church. So you all heard Brother Ernest. You also heard, what's the brother that preached on Samson? Brother Jeremiah Palmer, yeah, the one that about tore the carpet to pieces over there. We all remember Brother Jeremiah. You know, he got to shout and say, my God, that's all right. That's having church. And the brother, you know, one of those brothers will be here, and Brother Simmons also will be coming that weekend. And we're just looking forward to having a wonderful time, amen, in the Lord. Also, don't forget that Brother Hershberger will be speaking for us on one of those Sundays while we have to go away for Sarah's graduation. And Brother Hershberger will be here speaking for us, and we're looking forward to that. I want to just thank God for both Mark and Ernst just helping us out, amen, with the videography and sound, amen. They learning also how to put the words up on the screen and everything. And we talked earlier in the year about replication, so this is our, you know, starting point for replication. And we're just looking forward to, you know, all that God has in store, amen, for Spirit and Truth. Amen. Amen. Everybody can do something, right? Everybody can do something. Now, is it both Samaya and Charisse play violin? Both of them play violin. So we're going to replicate. I think Charisse also trying to play a little keyboard, right? Is that right? Charisse want to play? She wants to? That's why we put that over there. But that's for Sister Charisse, where she start playing keyboard. Amen. Y'all gonna promote, right? Y'all see her in the camera and, you know, working, and she can do all that too. But she sings well, she can play. So, hey, just let people do what they do in Jesus' name, right? Just let people do so. Amen. Y'all look forward to all that God has in store for Spirit and Truth. And I'm already thinking about, we're gonna need a much larger platform than this when we get to the new church. Just a quiet kitchen, quiet stand. You know, we gonna need a lot of things, you know, when we get to the new church. So, you know, but we're under expectation, amen, for just God to move. Amen. Let's have the brothers come at this time. We'll take tonight's tithes and offering. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just pray, amen, over the offering tonight. God, we're so happy that we have the opportunity to give. You have consistently provided for the needs of this church over and over again, month in and month out. We're grateful. And Father, we know that you did not bring us this far to leave us. We don't have to wait for millionaires to come into the church to make it easy. We're going to keep giving, because as we give, then we're blessed through that. And God, not only you provide the needs of this church, but you've provided the needs of your people. We have homes to live in. You have given us cars, transportation, God, and jobs. Lord, you just continue to just give us favor. Even when we lose work, you put us in a better place. You always bring us out into a wealthy place. And God, we're just grateful for your goodness, amen, that's been given to us, Lord, all the time. And we don't take it for granted. And as we come tonight to give from our hearts, we pray that you would use this for the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth. And we thank you, Lord, for our new church. And we thank you for our new school. We thank you, God, that you have already provided. Amen. We're going to walk right into it, Lord. And we thank you for it in advance, that we get a chance to be a part of something special. God, we appreciate you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To the rain, you have the power to bring about a change. And God has come in you. Oh, and now he speaks through you. Oh, don't cry, my brother. Oh, just speak in his name. Well, now speak to the storm and speak to the rain. Oh, you have the power to bring about a change. Well, God has come in you. Oh, and now he speaks to you. So don't cry, my brother, or just speak in his name. Everybody say, speak to the storm. Come on and speak to the rain. For you have the power to bring about a change. I know that God has come. Oh, and now he speaks through you. Oh, so don't cry, my brother. Well, just speak in his name. One more time, sing it now. Speak to the storm. You can speak to the rain. Oh, for you have the power, oh, to bring about a change. Yes, God has come in you. Oh, and now he speaks through you. So don't cry, my brother. Don't cry, my sister. And don't cry, my sister. Oh, don't cry, my brother. Well, just speak in his name. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Lord, we are grateful for that song. It takes my mind back to my precious auntie, Lord. And you allowed her to birth that and bring it to the bride of Jesus Christ some years ago. And it means so much to us now. We believe that this is the season. We're in a new season now, a season of authority. Amen. No longer running and crying. You don't want crybabies. But Lord, you want people with backbone that stand up to the devil and call it like it needs to be. Lord, you showed in your life that you could just with the finger cast the devil out. God, that same God is living inside of us. So, Lord, help us to be all that you have called us to be. We trust that you would just bless us now as we leave this place, but not your presence. God, we have a long weekend ahead of us, but God, we pray that you give us grace to stand and to make it through as we even prepare, Lord, for Sunday, Mother's Day. Just pray that you bless all the moms and just minister to each and every heart, God, as the people would come, amen, to the house of the Lord. We also pray, Jesus, that as we go to Reverend Mays' church, that you would give the right word for his church that might help them, amen, in their journey. We ask, God, that you just be glorified and magnified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God richly bless you. Your brothers will come at this time to dismiss you.